Chapter 9. Epilogue. Miranda was right. Her coat wasn't warm enough. Andy huffed out a shivery breath as she entered the blissful warmth of Bergdorf Goodman. The gloves, though beautiful to look at and heavenly to wear, were not intended for 20-degree weather. Miranda might not like it, but New York winters needed Gore-Tex. "No fur," Andy said, as Miranda steered her toward the elevator. Miranda shot her a withering glare. "I have met you," she said. Third floor was coats, but Miranda hit 4. Andy said, then saw the tiny print next to the elevator button. "Personal styling." "Of course." "You know, you don't have to rent out a private dressing room every time we do this," Andy said. Miranda looked amused. "Shall I assume, then, that you'll permit future purchases?" "Oh," Andy blushed, "I didn't mean..." "I believe you did," Miranda said. Andy bit her lip and looked down. "Yeah," she said, as the elevator doors opened. "Well, maybe I did." They were greeted by the Bergdorf Goodman equivalent of Charles and Kimberly, who presented Miranda with a rack of coats. They were absolutely nothing Miranda would ever have chosen for herself, which, absurdly, made Andy's heart flip-flop in her chest. "This is extremely warm," Andy admitted, zipping a Moncler puffer coat to her chin. "If you'd permit a fox trim at the hood..." "No," Andy said firmly, then leaned over and kissed Miranda lightly on the cheek. "But thank you, Miranda. This is really... this is..." She broke off, suddenly unable to find the words. "I do not wish for you ever to be cold," Miranda said, coming up behind Andy. Andy turned her head enough to touch her forehead to Miranda's. "Even when you're not with me." Miranda's breath caught. Andy felt her hand land lightly on the back of the coat. "I rather hope," she said, her words a little stilted now, a little stiff, that will be the exception in the future, rather than the rule." Andy's heart didn't just flip. It stopped altogether. She actually felt the blood drain from her face. It was an insane thing to say. It was an insane thing to even think. It had been less than a week since she'd walked back into Miranda's life. They barely knew each other. And still... She turned in Miranda's arms, nudged forward, gently, until her lips were snug against Miranda's. "Why do you say things like that?" she murmured. Miranda pulled back and looked at her, a tiny smile on her lips. "To get you to make that face," she said, and kissed Andy again.
"Then we'll start slow. We gotta have somewhere to go. If you push, it'll all go to pieces. So we'll start small. Pretend like nothing's there at all. Till the ground starts to shake underneath it.
The end.